Hoggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Hoggo, they say if you can't beat 'em, join 'em. And I have been whinging and moaning for months now because Nick, my lovely darling boyfriend, has been playing his PlayStation much more attention than me.
He loves it.
He does love it.
He's addicted to it.
He is.
Absolutely. Most gamers are addicted.
Yes. So all this time, you know, I've probably been a bit naggy, going, come on, come and do something fun with me, a little bit needy. So I decided to go out yesterday and buy a second controller.
You did. No, Ez, you can't do that. It's his outlet.
No, he says, well, play with me if it annoys you so much. I've had the talk and I've said, look, when you want to play your basketball game, your special games, whatever, I'll give you your time. But he says, let's play together. You know, it's fun.
Oh, no.
So I went out.
A cryptic message behind that is you haven't been on this earth long enough to realise that he's saying, oh, come and play, but you'll be crap at it.
Stop trying to turn him against me. We decided that, cool, we'll play together. So I went out and I bought a controller. The issue isn't me playing PlayStation with him. The issue is PlayStations aren't what they used to be. I grew up with a brother and we used to play video games together all the time. Mario Kart and Sonic the Hedgehog and Crash Bandicoot and all these games we'd play together. So I thought it'd be the same. Nick and I would sit there, the screen would split down the middle and we would be able to play against each other, maybe even shoot each other or something.
Yep.
That's what they do.
Apparently.
That's not how video games work anymore.
Not anymore, no.
It's all online and you've got to like sign in and register and you can basically be sitting in separate rooms while you're playing each other and they don't split the screen anymore. You can't see what each other's up to.
Yeah, I reckon Nick would have known that or?
Yeah, he did, but I went and bought the controller without him knowing.
Yeah,
that's when he said, why didn't you ask me first? So if anyone knows a great two-player game that's kind of like it used to be, that's
Mario.
All I need.
Mario.
They don't have it on PlayStation
because
it's a Nintendo game.
Yeah, get your own. You can buy those. I got one for Christmas of Santa Claus. You can buy those old Nintendos that have got Mario Kart.
I'm not getting another device for the house. We've already got a whiz-bang beauty PlayStation.
You're not going to be able to play these new games.
There's got to be a way.
They're too good.
There's got to be a way that you can just play a good old two-player game. What if you've got a family, if you've got children, and they want to play a video game together?
Sorry,
what do people do these days?
What did you say? Yeah, but you've got to understand it. Nick's on a different level to what you are. He's playing, basketball or something?
Yeah.
Like 16-year-old does the same thing. They are on a different level. You're not going to get to his level, Ez.
I don't want to be at his level. I just want him to come down a notch and we'll just have a little play together.
So do you think that Nick, who's playing the latest up-to-date NBA game or whatever, will want to go back and play things like Mario Kart and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do you really think he'll want to do that?
To have a good time with the beautiful love of his life. Of course he would.
Yes, you are so blind. He's saying yes, 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 and then you're fighting out for yourself, that's all.
Stop trying to turn him against me.
Game over, Aaron.
That's not what it's about at all.
Game over.
Triple M.
What's the go with Barnaby Joyce's ex-wife?
Well, they're calling Natalie Joyce, Barnaby's ex-wife, very ethical and moral. She's kind of been named here as a victim after he's gotten a staff member pregnant and he's left her.
We know
we know what happened. So everyone's kind of on team ex-wife.
Yes, they are.
So much that she's been urged to run against Barnaby Joyce in the next federal election. They're teaming them up against each other.
Let's have a bit of a listen to Luke Boner and Hugh. I call him Hugh Hefner. It's not, but it's Hugh Sheridan. They were on the...
I don't think it's Hugh Sheridan either.
Is it?
No.
Oh, well, his name's Hugh. Anyway, this is what they have to say about it. Let's have a quick listen to Triple M.
The pained wife of Barnaby Joyce, she has been pushed by the Australia First Party to run against him in his seat of New England at the next federal election. That'd be a big up yours, wouldn't it?
Would it not? We haven't really heard much from Natalie Joyce in regards to the whole Barnaby scandal, and I think that's fair enough as well. But basically at the same time that Barnaby and his new partner, Vicky Campion, are expecting their first child, and we hear reports that Australia First Party, far-right party, has asked her formally if she would be interested in actually running against him at the next federal election in the seat of New England. But basically saying that, you know, she's been able to uphold her position in all of this whole scandal, and she should actually use this as, I don't know, a positive step. I think they actually stated a positive step to move forward in her life to actually run against him and show everyone what she's made of.
So there you go. That was from Luke Boner overnight with Hugh Fanae.
Fanae, yeah, he would be our Triple M newsreader.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Part of our company. Yeah, that's okay. Not Hugh.
No, well, it's good.
Not
bloke.
Hugh Sheridan.
What do you think? Is it cheeky or is it you know, who cares? Or what are you thinking?
People are just saying it, and it's not actually going to happen. She hasn't really said much about
Why
it.
Why wouldn't it happen?
Because she's not a politician.
And
you can't just
that.
Say,
oh,
stuff you. I'm gonna come and take you down.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. I think that it's all just rumours at the moment. It's people trying to fuel the fire. They just want Barnaby Joyce to stay in the headlines for some
Kathleen
reason.
Ryan.
And I think it's ridiculous.
Two words. Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's true.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
True.
I mean, maybe
she probably did a little bit more than what Natalie Joyce has done.
I understand. Not
Bill
a great
Clinton.
Comparison.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, like, she would have learnt off him all the things that you have to do to be a politician.
All right,
all
so when you look at that, so she'll be similar to Barnaby. Why would you vote for her then?
No, I'm not saying she would be, but I'm saying she would have, you know, the idea. I mean, my lovely one could get on the radio and talk, for example.
I'm just not a big fan. No, she couldn't.
No, she couldn't, right.
I'm not a big fan of revenge, spiteful people like that. I actually think that's a really horrible way to go about it, and it makes her look bad, but it's not even her who's come out and said that this is what she wants to do. People are putting these words in her mouth.
All right, let's finish this debate. Would you vote for her if she was in the Bendigo West here?
I wouldn't know anything about her policies. You don't vote for people, you vote for policies, Brian.
No, don't answer the question, politician. So you're not answering the question. Yes or no, would you vote
for her? I don't know what she stands for, so I couldn't say.
I'd bloody vote for a bugger.
But you don't know what you're
saying. Don't care. I love the drama.
Australia is not going well. People don't vote.
What have they done, Ez?
So AFL kicks off on Thursday night. It's going to be huge. Opening game of this season is Richmond taking on Carlton. I think they're expecting quite a few at the G for
Hard
that
to
one.
Get a ticket, I would have thought.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone's excited that footy's back, but the AFL have decided to, well, revamp every club's theme song this year. We all know the words to our club's song. We all know the words to Richmond's song because, let's face it, it's the best one in there.
Is it?
Oh, it is. Yellow and black. I don't even support them, but I love singing the song. So when things change, not everyone likes it.
Not everybody's a big fan of change. And let's face it, with footy, rules change a lot and all that. So, yeah. But what they've basically done is they've taken the old songs and there's the Essendon one, for example. Right. Let's have a quick look of what they've done with the new one. So it's a little bit quicker. I don't know if you can notice that.
Is that a banjo that they chucked
yeah,
in?
Yeah, look, it is.
What other ones have you got?
Well, Hawthorne has done the same thing. See how it's a lot quicker? Not everyone's happy with this. And they've done it for certain reasons. Now, Eddie Maguire, he would have something to say, wouldn't he, from our Hot Breakfast Triple M, our sister station in Melbourne.
He's the president of the Collingwood Footy Club, so obviously he knows the Pies song through and through.
He would too, wouldn't he? See, they've quickened that up as well. Let's have a listen to what Eddie had to say, Eddie Maguire.
When you listen side by side, what they have tried to do, the AFL, to their credit, is digitalise. Yeah,
that's
put them
hard.
Into a digital form. because you've got these big stadiums these days, DAS and the new sound systems, and that makes a bit of sense. And also, they don't want to lose the quality as you go down the track. So you go, okay, tick for that. They then went and got basically the same people from the Fable Singers and the musicians to come back. Now, 40 years later, and, you know, a few of them didn't quite get to the line, unfortunately. They've gone to the Fables, the Barbershop Quartet in the Sky, some of the originals. And so they've gone really hard to get this as authentic as they possibly can. So,
okay.
So you give them a tick on every front there.
That's what Eddie had to say. Yeah. Anyway, what do you think? I mean, here's the Tigers one, for example. It's not too bad. It's just a bit up and about.
Do you know what? When you're at the G or at Etihad or the Gabba, wherever you are, when you're in the crowd singing your team song because they've won, you can't hear the background music anyway. You
yeah.
hear the guy next to you and the guy behind you spilling beer on you and you're all singing it loud. As long as the beat is there,
yeah.
which it is.
If you're a fan, though, 13, 27, 10, do you like the older, slower version? Or this quickened-up version. They've all got it, too. No one's been discriminated. No one's gone back to the old one, I mean.
Every team has
yeah,
been revamped.
Every team has, indeed. Even St Kilda's classic. See what I mean?
See, they've still got... Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, 13, 27, 10. What do you think?
Coggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.